Good morning, sir.
Excuse me. The item on the agenda I have is the concrete apron repairs, Phase One project, contract number 1228. We bid it in, basically the concrete apron area we're talking about is between Sussex Arrow and the T hangars out to the airport, which is, of course, to the south of the terminal building. The available information is very limited on it. It wasn't built in 43 with the original. We have an idea that it was built in the mid-50s when All American Engineering was there. So the concrete's age is 55, 60 years, and it's deteriorated significantly. About a year and a half ago, we did a small pilot project where we took out one of the slabs to see how it was constructed and found that it was keyways, long way, and transfer load devices on the traverse joints. So then we put the package together, and this package takes out some of the slabs full depth. We do some partial depth removal, or as they commonly call it, spall repair. Then we're going to seal all the cracks in the joints. The bids are on the project. Was received May 3rd. Three bids were received, which ranged from $69,750 to $143,560. And of course, Minton Construction Company submitted the low bid in the amount of $69,750. I'd estimated it would be approximately $159,680 to do the project. Any questions?
Can't argue with that.
No, well, I guess hopefully it's good concrete.
How large apron is this?
Okay, 13 slabs, so that's 133 feet, 20, so that's approximately 130 by 400 feet.
130 by 400?
Yes, sir. Is the area. Now, we're not taking out all the slabs. We're only taking out the portion that needs to be completely redone, you know, taken out because they've deteriorated so bad that we can't repair them.
And that's what the bid was really now on?
Approximately, I'm sorry, but to answer your full question was, it was about 350 square yards of full depth removal.
Is that where the plane's rolling out of the hangars? Is that what you said? Is that an apron?
Yeah, the concrete apron.
It's where the plane's rolling in and out of the hangar? Is that what you're talking about?
Most of it is where the planes are, the long-term ones anchor.
Oh.
Between the hangars.
I thought we just put in new anchors. I thought we just put those in.
This is the area that's next to the corporate taxiway that's been there.
Right.
That we've had, we don't have enough room. That's why we built the new one.
What, right.
Two years ago. Yeah.
Right.
New time.
Memory's not as good as it used to be.
It's got so bad the planes can't get around on it. Is that what you're
saying?
Well,
it's mainly concern is FOB is what they call it. FOD. It's foreign object damage. It's the terminology of, you know, when the concrete spalls, you get the little pieces and all, and when the props fire up, they can throw that and damage another aircraft. So that's why we're doing the project, is to take care of that sort of issue. Plus the joints, you got grass growing out of them. The joints don't work with grass and dirt in them.
I'm just concerned whether it's for looks or do we really need it. That's what I'm getting at. So
as far as I know, and I'm assuming it's never, any joint in crack sealing's never been done.
Right.
I don't have any visual indication of that.
Right.
Like I say, it's been since the mid-50s is the best we can figure out.
So and basically, it's a safety issue.
Yeah, it's a maintenance safety issue.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
You get the, especially that B-25 with those big props spinning, it creates a lot of turbulence, and you can damage some small aircraft real easy. Just one stone into a wing, into a fuel tank or something, or into the engine.
That's her parking spot, right? That's the B-25's parking spot.
He parks back behind this area, yes.
Any more questions? You have a motion, sir?
Yes, sir. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that Sussex County Project 12-28 Concrete Apron Repairs Phase One be awarded to Mitten Construction Company of Dover, Delaware at the bid amount of $69,750.
Entertained a motion?
Make a motion.
Had a motion?
I'll second.
Motion, Mrs. Dever, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I believe this motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you all. Have a good day.
Grant requests. Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. First one we have is the Delaware Police Chiefs Council for seminar costs. They're requesting $500. The last grant they received for this event was $500. It was $100 each.
I move we give $125 from council's discretionary fund from Mr. Cole, Vincent, Phillips, and Wilson.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any questions on a motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried.
And the next one is the Mid-Atlantic Sympathy Orchestra for operating costs.
Yes, they've requested $1,000, but in light of my fund that's running very low, I am going to give $500 to the orchestra.
That's very nice.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $500 for Mr. Cole's account to Mid-Atlantic Symphony Orchestra for operating expenses. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Okay, the next one's the Ocean View Historical Society. They're requesting funds for their capital campaign to restore a 19th century home and the original Ocean View Post Office.
Yes, and I go by that project every day, and it's coming along very nicely. But again, because of my constraints on my Councilmatic funds, they've asked for $2,000. I'd like to contribute out of my fund $1,000. To help with that effort.
Second. Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $1,000 from Mr. Cole's account to the Ocean View Historical Society for the Coastal Town Museum project. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
Okay. Then we have the Rehoboth Art League. They're requesting funds to sponsor their annual gala, which benefits their education, outreach, and tuition assistance.
Again, still got a little money left. The Rehoboth Art League, which has been around a long time, they're actually celebrating their diamond anniversary this summer. But I'm going to help them with their educational outreach and that thing. They wanted a couple thousand dollars, $2,500, but I'll give them $1,000.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second,
Mr. Phillips, to grant $1,000, Mr. Cole.
Very generous.
The Rehoboth Art League to sponsor their annual gala, which benefits their creation, outreach, and tuition assistance programs. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore, proposed zoning ordinances.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are two. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for used car sales be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 37,500 square feet, more or less, tax map ID 1-35-14-65, and it's on District 2, and it's on behalf of Salman Chowdhury, trading as Master Tires.
Mr. Wilson introduces it.
And the second is an ordinance to modify condition number 21 imposed on ordinance number 2110 for change of zone number 1694, the application of CMF Bayside LLC for Americana Bayside and MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community to allow revised commercial entrance location left turn as may be approved by DLDOT. Tax map ID 5-33-19-16, and it's on behalf of CMF Bayside LLC, and it's District 5.
Question before I introduce that. It's for the relocation of an entrance? Is that what it says?
Yep. Mr. Lang, please come forward.
Come on down. You may.
One of the conditions of the council and the original approval of this site was that there be rights in, rights out only.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And Del Dot has come back after several years and changed their mind and are going to allow a left turn at this location. So being the condition of council, it has to be corrected through public hearing process.
And Lawrence, that's nothing you can, do on
No, it's a condition. It's a condition of the council. If it had been a condition by the commission, and the council endorsed it, the commission has a right to do minor amendments. In this case, because council changed the condition recommended by the commission, it has to go back to council.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Mr. Phillips introduces it.
Okay, thank you.
Additional business brought before council.
I got one of the most coveted invitations, gentlemen, ladies. It's the grand opening of the Chick-fil-A.
There you go.
My kids
love Barbara Vaughn.
And we're,
Chick-fil-A.
Got to go, George?
Nope.
Good morning. My name is Barbara Vaughn. I'm from Lewis, and I'm here with great pleasure to introduce a man who was installed last night as the newest member of the Lewis City Council, Dennis Reardon. And he will be one of two people from the City Council who will be liaison coming to your meetings and probably asking you some questions. It will be Dennis and Fred Beaufay who will be fulfilling those that good role. So
congratulations.
Thank you. Nice to meet you all. Look forward to chatting with you in the future.
Look forward to seeing you. Sure. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
See you.
Frida and Arthur Neal.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to bring to your attention some problems that we have been having here since we moved to Delaware. We built a home 2 years ago with Shell Brothers, and the home which was built for us had about 50 major problems, and from anything from energy added to termite treatment, to mold, to not having insulation in an attic and a garage for about 12 months. The high humidity at 65% to 68%, leak, and we got sick, both of us, with asthma attack, went to the emergency room many times, and have been having headaches, have been complaining of the smell, which is very foul in our house, and all Shell Brothers did, brought the people who worked with them and denied every problem that we had. So what we had no choice but started hiring all kind of experts, which I have the report, which we will be leaving on everybody's desk to for review. We brought two industrial hygienists. They find all kind of construction debris in the flex lines that brings the air into our home. And construction debris behind every appliance in the home, in our HVAC system, our ventilation system was damaged, didn't work. It was it was set on a 3-ton for the 2-ton house and was not taking care of the humidity in our house. And that's why it created a lot of mold in the bathrooms, in the crawl space, and in the laundry room. And the industrial hygienist we brought told us to bring engineer for HVAC system, which you might all know, Fred Belden, who is still working with Shell Brothers on Echelon Homes, and he did find about 20 major problems with our ventilation system. And one of the major problems was that toxin fumes coming from ventilation system in the crawl space into our home and making us sick. After he reported that for about 5 months, still Shell Brothers were trying to bring their own engineer to discredit Fred Belden and said there is nothing wrong with it. And after 5 months, they decided to bring George Sherman to take care of the problem. That's when we went to Florida and came back. The humidity in our home has been 68% to 70% with air conditioning on. Our fear is that the whole house is going to be full of mold and they need to demolish it. We paid very high price for this house. We were given all kind of certificates for a green home and energy efficient home. Nothing was true about what it was given to us. So we are here to let you guys know that the inspector who inspected our home, Steve Sapolsky, did find 17 major violations in the home. And when we reported it, one was in violation, the land in a garage, which I guess Sussex County has changed it. The report was sent to Shell Brothers, and all they were doing is specifying that he made a mistake and this wasn't a violation, but they didn't talk about the 16 other violations that we had. And then we brought the audit, Flexera, to do our energy audit. They did find out that our home was tight, there was no fresh air coming in, and they needed the mechanical ventilation that we didn't have. So they put the ERV in, but it's not working because the home was not sealed properly between the crawl space and the house. So all the material and the smell from the crawl space, from the land, which is a farmland, is coming in the house. We're still having a headache, we're still getting sick, and we are not really able to live in a house. So after we send them all these reports, now what they had done is send us a letter that they have hired the biggest personal injury lawyer from Wilmington and told us to send our request to him. Here, we are the victim of Shell Brothers. We are the one who got sick. Arthur is going to have two cataract surgeries. He can't even see to read this. He just turned 61 years old because of the high steroid inhalers that he had to use to prevent the asthma attack. And now they are intimidating us and harassing us with the lawyer. Another big thing that happened to us from the beginning is that they built us a wrong color house.
We have a time frame of a talk about 3 minutes or something, but I think this is something that maybe you can give. Mr. Lawson, are you aware of any of this?
I am. I've actually spoken to him, yes, and I've spoken to Shell Brothers. Mm-hmm. I'm aware of the situation, and our building inspecting office is aware. Yes.
Okay.
Did our building inspectors discover all these violations, or is it one of her?
No, not ours.
So our building inspections, which are
not at fault.
On structural type of things, right? We don't. Does anybody inspect HVAC? There's no inspection.
State does, but we
state.
Do not.
Correct. I know they do plumbing inspections.
Correct.
But they do have so somebody did from the state inspect the HVAC?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are any of the issues that she's talking about county issues, structural issues?
It basically shoddy workmanship or poor workmanship or
alleged,
that kind of stuff?
Alleged.
That is
more of it than anything else.
And that's Shell Brothers built that?
Shell Brothers built that.
Yeah. And how old was your home?
18 months.
18 months. Wow. Johnny work.
If you could, you have copies there for council?
I have a copy for everybody.
Sure.
Yes.
If you'll give that to Mrs. Griffith on the end down there, clerk of the council, and she'll make sure we all get copies of that.
We'll be knowledgeable. Okay. Not much we can do, but we'll be knowledgeable of it.
Yes, ma'am.
I think we should be careful.
Well, one thing that we are concerned is that we were told by Andy Wright when we went to him a year ago with my neighbor complaining about audit report, which was false. He told us if they don't take care of your problems, we will stop the permit building in Senators. And now we all have, it's not just me, it's everybody in a community, but not everybody is brave like us or others who came here to express themselves.
Sure.
And now they're building, every day there is another home built there. I we believe that they need to stop building home until they take care of us. We shouldn't be a victim here. We came here to have a wonderful life, retirement life, and they took 10 years of us of our life. And I don't think it's fair. It should not happen to anybody else.
Have you addressed it to the Better Business Bureau?
Well, they can't do anything.
I'm sorry?
The Better Business Bureau?
You're alive and well.
State.
They don't do a thing. Yes, they did.
What?
There's a Better Business Bureau in the state that handles most of these issues. I mean, you can go to them, complain with your complaints. They'll usually investigate it and come back with some findings. And that's my understanding what they do. But well, I think that would be a good place to go to, I think. But certainly,
if I may speak, we did go up the chain of command, and the state has a backlog of maybe 4 or 5 years before they even get to us. We may not be alive. So we're a little bit disgruntled and disappointed in the treatment we've been getting here in Sussex County and in the state of Delaware. We're New Yorkers. I'm a civil servant, so I appreciate your service to your community. But as someone who served my community faithfully from 9/11, as a member of New York City's strongest, I have a lot of reservations, and I would not invite people who speak so highly of this town and county to move here based on our experience.
Sure.
So there's the other side of the ledger we need to look at. And as our duly appointed colleagues and representatives, I beg you to heed our warnings and to work with us because we are suffering. And I do suffer asthma, which I didn't really experience prior to coming here. And it's not the farms. It's the house itself.
Okay.
You have a cop.
And I'm going for
she got a cop for all of us.
I'm going for cataract surgery next month in New York. I'm 61 years old. Most people don't get cataracts till they're well in their 70s. And my doctors are telling me it's because of the steroids I'm taking.
Sure.
So I just wanted to beg.
Thank you for bringing our attention and coming forward. We appreciate that. And if you, like I say, if you have the copies for us, if you leave them on the end there with the clerk of the council, she'll we all get copies. And
thank you for your time and your consideration.
Yes.
Thank you.
Don Ayotte.
Honorable Council and members and staff, I'll take a little less than 3 minutes of your time. In light of continued and recent allegations regarding Mr. Phillips' moral and possible illegal behavior, I ask that Mr. Phillips resign from his position on the Sussex County Council. And I believe, in all fairness, that the entire County Council should demand Mr. Phillips' resignation.
Thank you, sir. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I'm going to give you guys a fair warning. You guys have been doing it on a fairly regular basis, just like this morning when you had correspondence. Then the question was asked, does anyone else have a correspondent? I don't have news for you. You want a FOIA complaint? I'll get you one. And you will stop doing that because you are not permitted to bring something up that's not on this agenda and becomes a vote because it actually became a vote this morning. Any way you want to look at it, because Vance Phillips says, well, we want to have this looked at, the dog issue, and so therefore, by you guys, you didn't have to say a word. It still became a vote, and it's going to quit, because if you don't, I guarantee you, I will file a FOIA complaint.
Entertain a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Wait, before we do, I have one thing.
What?
Something very important, almost forgot. Happy birthday, Mr. Lank.
Oh.
Yay, Lord.
It's not on the agenda.
That's what I was getting ready to say, Mr.
You strike that happy birthday. Strike that happy birthday. Now we're going to entertain a motion to go into executive session.
I can strike that happy birthday.
For pending potential litigation and land acquisition.
Okay. Yes.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mrs.
Yes.
Deaver. We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole. Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. We'll go into executive session.